Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A group of South Dakota legislators will gather this summer to study the regulation and the costs of putting an industrial hemp program in place in the state. The chair of this study is Lee Qualm. He's a Republican state representative from District 21, and he joins us today by phone. Representative Qualm, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Glad to be on.
Also, during this last legislative session, Orrin Lesmeister, a Democratic state representative from District 28A, led the charge on industrial hemp legislation, and he is joining us by phone as well. Representative Lesmeister, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Representative Qualm, let's start with you and give us a little bit of background for folks who were not following the state legislative session about why this summer study was put into place.
Well, there was a bill that went through the legislature. Both houses passed it. The governor vetoed it to make the use of hemp legal in the state of South Dakota. The 2018 Farm Bill gave states the ability to do that. When the governor vetoed it, we could not override it, and it was decided that we needed to get this summer study put together to answer some of the questions, and they were legitimate questions as far as being able to get the use of hemp legal in the state. So that's why it was formed, to get those questions answered, if at all possible.
Representative Lesmeister, what was that moment sort of like for you? Because you had done a lot of research already and were feeling confident. More work to be done, though.
Well, yes. You know, and it was disappointing when the governor vetoed the bill. We had pretty good thought she was going to. You know, the House passed the bill almost unanimous. We struggled a little bit in the Senate again. When it came to override, you know, the House stood up again and overrode the veto, and in the Senate we lost by a few votes there. But as Representative Qualm said, questions were valid and legitimate. I think whether it was this summer study or whether we would have passed the bill and moved forward and just waited for USDA regs to come down, as they are in August now, we could have worked things out. But we're going to work this summer study. We're going to have, I hope, also every question answered and move forward with it for next year.
All right. Lee Qualm, tell us where the summer study is at. What have you already done? How are you sort of unfolding the structure of this?
Well, the first meeting will be in Pierre on July 11th, starting at 9 o'clock in, I believe, room 414. And we are going to have, there were several of us that had the opportunity to go down to Kentucky and visit with some people. Kentucky has been dealing with hemp since 2014 on an experimental basis, and they are going full guns forward this coming year. Their acreage on hemp has gone from 6,000 acres up to 57,000 acres. And visiting with them, we visited with law enforcement, we visited with Department of Ag, we visited with industry down there, and we got a lot of very, very good information. And some of these people will be testifying in the committee the first time we meet. And I certainly look forward to that. I certainly look forward to everybody hearing what we heard down there. It really enlightened us on and how we can move forward with this process.
So, Representative Qualm, tell me how Kentucky could be doing this in 2014 before the 2018 Farm Bill.
Well, in 2014, the 2014 Farm Bill okayed it on an experimental basis.
I see.
And so north of them and North Dakota, Montana, they were doing things on a very limited basis just to see how it could work, if it was possible to make it happen. And so they have a lot more experience than we do. Kentucky is very similar to us in a lot of ways, and so it was very good for us to get down there and visit with them.
Representative Lesmeister, for people who are still trying to get their mind around what industrial hemp is and what it is not, explain that to us, please.
Well, industrial hemp, you know, it is part of the cannabis family, and that's where people get misinformed between it and marijuana. They think it's the same plant and has the same characteristics, which they do have a lot of the same characteristics. But when you look at the marijuana industry versus the hemp industry. They're really going two totally different directions. The common factor is CBD oils from both of them. One contains THC levels that are higher. Hemp-derived CBD oil is like in the Gincana plant we went through in Kentucky. They extracted at zero THC levels. So, and then with hemp and industrial hemp, it's also for fiber and clothing. You know, the whole market opens up hempcrete, hemp houses. I mean, it's just opened up a whole new world to do with the fiber side of things with it also. So really they're very similar plants. They're first cousins, if you will, but they're going two totally different directions at this time.
So Oren, what do you think the possibilities are for the ag industry in South Dakota? Where do you see, I mean, are we some, you know, from a climate perspective, we're different from Kentucky, aren't we? What do you think the potential is here?
Well, I think the potential is unlimited. I think the sky's the limit. You know, there is some things that we have to take in consideration as far as farmers and ranchers, industry professionals, is this is a brand new crop to us, even though it's the oldest crop in the world, per se, and it's grown here back in the, until the, you know, through the 40s, really. But this is a brand new crop to us, and we're going to have to try it, you know, on a limited basis, see what's going to work for you, what type of a crop you're wanting to grow for, whether it's oil or whether it's fibers, you know, varieties change and everything. So it's got to be taken with some caution. I don't want anybody to go out there and just throw a ton of seed in the ground and think it's going to be great and rosy, because right now there's no chemicals that are labeled to go over top of this for weed control or anything else. So, you know, it's an experimental crop, even though it's opened up by the 2018 Farm Bill now nationwide. Everybody's got to err with some caution here and take a step back. Plant some varieties that are going to work for you. Find your markets. You know, that's another thing in South Dakota. We're going to have to get some industry started here and things. And we've got people that are interested in doing that. And I hope we can get them on board and hit the ground running here, because I think the sky's the limit, really, at the end of the day.
And Lee Qualm, let's talk more about the trip to Kentucky. Give us an idea of some of the, you know, take us there with you a little bit. What were you looking for, and what sort of things did you find?
Well, when we went down there, we came down there, we were invited by the Hemp Roundtable. And that's a nationwide organization that's been set up to promote hemp, and they have a website out there. And they've invited us down so that we could visit with them so that we could take a look at some of the processing, how they do it, the success that they're having. And mainly we wanted to go down there and visit with the Department of Ag to see how their rules, how hard it was, if they had issues. And then also with law enforcement, because that's obviously a big part of this, is how do we determine the difference between hemp and marijuana. And both the State Patrol and Department of Ag were in the same room when we were talking together with them. And it has been a very good marriage for them down there. They work together hand in hand. And, you know, that's what we're going to be looking for here. State Patrol was not on board with it when they first got going, but with the rules that they have in place and the way that it went about it, keeping the Department of Ag, keeping law enforcement informed all the time and talking back and forth, they were able to come to where they're very comfortable with where they're at now. And that was probably our main goal, or at least that was mine anyway, is just to get a feeling for how law enforcement was dealing with the Ag Department and how we can move forward with those two working together in South Dakota.
And I recall Governor Noem talking about drug dogs and really the challenges of officers even identifying the plant or being able to use the, you know, the narcotics training that was in place. Did you find that that was a struggle for folks in Kentucky?
Well, they talked about that a little bit, because a drug dog will hit on both hemp and marijuana. They both smell the same, but they didn't feel it was an issue. In order for anyone to grow hemp, they had to get a permit from the state government. And as long as they had that permit in their hand when they were transporting whatever, the State Patrol was fine with it, and they were not going to have any issues with that. So there's obviously hurdles out there that will have to be overcome as the years go by, but there are some portable testers out there where you can test for THC. They were looking into that. They have not purchased anything, but there's some of those out there. So there's a lot of things that are available. Technology will change as everything goes along to make it easier. I believe it's something that we certainly can overcome. I like the aspect of where if you have a permit and you're okayed by the Department of Ag, you're okay with a state patrol. Now, even with that said, we know there's always bad players out there. There's always that instance, and it's impossible to cover every instance, but we're going to do the best we can to come to the best solution that we can to make this work for everybody.
Representative Qualm, do you see, a recommendation? It's probably too early to answer that definitively, but do you think you need to add, will the Department of Ag need to add staff, for licensing and management of programs? What do you foresee some of those challenges or opportunities might be?
You know, it's really a little too early to tell what it will entail. I know Kentucky has added a few staff, mainly inspectors as they inspect the fields. And as acreage grows, they'll have to add inspectors. But the fees right now, even in Kentucky, are covering the new inspectors that they're adding. So it's not like there's going to have to be any general fund dollars. It will be monies paid by the producers to have these inspectors put in place.
And Representative Lesmeister, tell us a little bit, for the farmers who are sort of trying to plan for this and dealing with this new crop and what it might look like in their own operations. What's the time frame for folks? It's a little hard to predict right now when you might be making some of these decisions.
Well, I think, if we can get things put together right with the summer study group, which I'm really confident we will, we've got some hurdles, as Representative Qualm said, to jump, but I don't think they're too tall to jump. So I think we're going to get this covered. I think we're going to have a bill that everybody's going to be in favor of come this fall. We get it pushed through during session. And signed into law. I think it's one of the things this fall, people should really start looking at seed sources, at production, where they're going to take it if they want to grow some. How many acres are they willing to take out of production to try this new venture, if they're willing to do that? Different varieties of seed and so on and so forth. I want people to plan as much as possible. There's a lot of information out there. North Dakota Department of Ag's website, for instance, has a lot of information on different stuff. Kentucky Department of Ag's website, Montana's, different places I've been to on these hemp tours over the last few years. They have a ton of information out there for people to access and start planning that. And I think it's one of the things I'm going to start planning for it. I'm positive we're going to get this done. So.
Do you feel like it's possible to directly respond to Governor Noem's concerns at the last session in a way that will make this legislation potentially, or this time around, this legislative session, with a different outcome? Representative Qualm, how about working or talking with Governor Noem herself? Have there been efforts to tackle that?
Well, there have been, and actually, the governor sent one of her staff with us when we went to Kentucky. So they got a lot of questions answered as well, and so it was very good. We had invited them to come along, and very glad when a representative from them did. And I believe we can get the questions answered. I believe that they're not hurdles that are overwhelmingly impossible to cover. So I'm excited about the potential of coming up with legislation. As Representative Lesmeister said, we believe that we can come up with legislation that will work for us, and that the governor will be okay with, that public safety will be okay with. And that's our number one goal, is to get everyone's questions answered. We're still waiting for some stuff to come down from the federal government, and I believe USDA is going to come out with some stuff in August, and that will help us make our decisions moving forward. And then obviously FDA, when they come out with something, and we don't know what that will be. They said it could be a while, but we're hoping for a preliminary statement saying, you know, we don't believe you can make any claims with CBD oil. You know, that's what we're looking for on the CBD oil is you can't make any claims, but it's legal for people to purchase it, a lot like vitamins are right now. Then as we go down the line, there's some very specific things I think that the CBD oil and the cannabinoids are able to do for people, and that will be very much set out as we go forward in the coming years.
All right. So the Industrial Hemp Study Committee, you said Representative Qualm meets July 11th in Pier. Are you looking for future meetings or public input in any way? How do you anticipate that meeting being structured?
Well, there's always an opportunity for public input. At the end of every meeting, we always open it up. So anyone who wants to come and listen, they can be a part of the meeting. They can testify afterwards. And there will be at least two more meetings. And those two meetings is when we'll really form where we're headed as a committee with legislation. We'll be working on that as we go. So it's going to be a pretty fast pace. We're going to learn a lot. We're going to hopefully get a lot done.
All right. The Industrial Hemp Study Committee Chair, Representative Lee Qualm from South Dakota, also South Dakota Representative Orrin Lesmeister, who is a member of that committee as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Representative Qualm, thanks for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Representative Lesmeister, thanks as well. Keep us posted.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate the time.